Last week, the city of Jacksonville sent a letter to landing owner Slayman Enterprises announcing they were going to begin eviction proceedings. Tony Slayman, the landing's owner, struck back, saying it's the city that's in breach of contract when it comes to disputes over how the landing should be operated. Now, the city owns the land the landing sits on, but Tony Slayman owns the building and leases the land underneath it from Jacksonville. He took over the property in 2003 with great fanfare. But the landing has fallen on hard times in recent years. David Bauerlein of the Florida Times Union has been covering the standoff between Slayman and the city.
There's a huge amount of difference between these parties. They're in court. They're fighting over just about every possible thing. It's interesting. There doesn't seem to be a disagreement on the issue that the landing is not a first-class retail facility. It's a question of who's to blame.
And Bauerlein says, based on Florida law, the next step in the battle over the landing may be the city filing an eviction suit against Slayman. Melissa Ross, 89.9 WJCT News.